Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. It is Ava and I here today.
You know what? We're just holding down the fort.
We wish Don the best. He's a little under the weather this week. But we've got a lot of cool stuff coming up today. We are going to be talking about best bass baits for 2024. We're also going to be talking about one man's fish is another man's dinner. It's going to be a good story. You're going to want to stick around. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to be seen, as Don Cleaver would say.
Yeah, he is absentee again. Unfortunately, in health, not going fishing this time.
Yeah, and I know that he had something he needed to get done, too, so.
Yeah.
We're keeping him in our prayers,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Well, yeah, it's nothing over the top, so we just
hope
he gets well. Couple wrap-ups from last week. We talked a little bit about the Snackle Box, and apparently the Snackle Box was a big hit because I heard from a bunch of people that that was a cool idea, as well as the fact that we actually had people that said and sent me pictures of their own Snackle Boxes, which to me made me laugh and not understand that there's who's listening, which is kind of scary when it comes down to it. So appreciate you guys for hanging in there. In fact, you know what? I want you guys to send us at info@thevalleyoutdoors.com your best Snackle Box pictures. And
which is cool.
We may have something for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I think we may have something. So,
okay.
Kind of cool. But yeah, Snackle Box, you go out for a day on the water and fill it with whatever you so choose. Just make sure there's no hooks in any of the Snackle Boxes.
And no bananas.
And no bananas. No bananas are a good thing. And Oh, make sure it's also clean, because there's a lot of tackle boxes that you could have had maybe rusty hooks or something. So just make sure it's clean. Just saying. I know a lot of us guys are, who cares? It's just what's a little rust, right?
Right.
So just make sure it's clean. But yeah, send us your best Snackle Box picture, and we'll see what we can get something cool. Usually something cool. Something else that came up, being that I've been catching a lot of fish, which has been a great spring. This fishing has been amazing, both here in the river in Red Wing, as well as out on Lake Michigan. The coho have been off the charts. So my smoker has been getting double duty, and or triple or quadruple duty.
Right.
And
what a good problem to have.
I'm not complaining.
Right.
No. Have you done anything with your fish yet?
No, but you and I can talk about that.
It's home now, though.
It is home.
So the normally you buy a pellet smoker and you smoke everything. A nice part about smoked fish is you generally use it as a low heat, 200 degrees, and I do it for a short period of time. It's like an hour. Doesn't need much. What I like to do, too, is I'll run it low heat and high smoke. You can change what's called the P setting, which is how much smoke is contributed at that low and lowest possible temperature setting, which is generally 180. I run a Pit Boss. So when you're smoking fish, it keeps the moisture in. But you really low end is you're trying to put as much smoke into the fish as possible. Then you turn it up to finish it. There's that kind of a bell curve, which is the right time to do it and too long to do it and dries it out. And then I baste it with a good maple syrup every 15 minutes or so. It's what I do for the fish that I like to cook and or smoke. Well, now I was looking up many other ways to do this. And there's a bunch of different ways. But if you've ever seen in a grocery store, they'll have, Menards or wherever they sell smokers, they've got what's called a smoke tube. And you take wood pellets and you light them up, let them burn for a little bit, and then you put it out. And then you can put it inside the grill, put the grill at the lowest possible heat you can get. And that cold smoke, in fact, it's almost like not even on. You can do it when it's not even on. You can do it for almost, and I should say it is, that the temperature is off in this particular case, 20 hours you leave that smoke. And it is unbelievable. But again, it's a smoke tube. You're going to have to fill it probably three times to get it completely done. So do it set up so you can run it for a period of time, 8 hours or 7 hours right before you go to bed. Put in more in the smoker. And then when you wake up in the morning, one more time, and then you'll smoke it. And it's outstanding. And it's so good you could actually, it's sliceable. So it's firm, but yet it's very moist. So pretty neat way to do it.
Cold smoke. Definitely.
Get a tube, put the your pellets in there, light it up. Usually the fruit trees are the best type of wood, apple, cherry, that kind of thing. So those are always good to use. So
yeah, I was asking you how I should make my frozen coho, and you were saying, I'm thinking oven.
If you don't have a smoker, you're going to want to do it in the oven. And you can do it with, a lot of times I like to put lemon on it. You can put sliced lemon on it. You can put lemon pepper on it. I always coat it with, I like to coat it with a flavored olive oil of some type. And, obviously there's a number of stores in your particular town, wherever that may be, that will have like the garlic mushroom or something similar to that. Put that on top, put it on foil, spray the backside of the foil, even though you're going to have the skin on.
Yeah, spray the backside. Spray everything anyway.
Yeah, and there's Pam everywhere.
There is.
But the other thing that's nice is what I do is I'll use a olive oil spray because the smoke point's way higher. And you can use, if you so choose, you can use a higher temp and it won't degrade the quality of the oil. So anyway, that's kind of fun. Smoking fish, count me in, right next to catching and eating. It's all good. Well, stay tuned. We're going to be right back. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.